Good evening. I'd like to call this regularly scheduled Planning Commission meeting on December 19th, 2019 at 5:30 p.m. to order, and I'll look to David to call order. To call roll.
Commissioner Noland.
Present.
Commissioner Wong.
Here.
Chair Pro Tem Pearson.
Here.
Vice Chair Smith.
Here.
Chair Nerschel.
I'm here.
Record will show that we have a quorum.
Thank you for that. And Commissioner Wong, would you like to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance? Thank you for that. And I'll look to staff to see if we have any introductions, additions, or deletions to the agenda.
No, sir.
All right. That'll move us into general public comments. It does look like we do have one resident who would like to speak. Susan Sayer, would you like to come forward?
Yeah. Sorry, I missed that.
Yes, hi. Good afternoon. My name is Susan Sayer, and I'm a longtime Irvine resident. Anaheim launched FRAN, which stands for Free Rides Around the Neighborhood, on January 24, 2019. FRAN offers free on-demand transportation for locals and visitors within a designated downtown area to call for rides using a cell phone app. There are no fixed routes, but there are 10 designated preferred stops where riders can begin or end their trip. Funding comes from partnerships with ART, which stands for Anaheim Resort Transportation, grants, and local property assessments. The Irvine Company has launched FRONC, which stands for Free Rides Around Newport Center, a free on-demand transportation system for the Newport Center, which serves the hospital, parks, and recreation, retail, shopping, office, and commercial and residential units in the Fashion Island area. Balboa and Del Mar have asked for similar transportation service for their communities. The Irvine Company also has an on-demand shuttle service serving residents, businesses, and retail centers at the Irvine Spectrum. Irvine is undergoing significant increases in traffic congestion, with additional traffic that will come with RENA housing, traffic circulation problems will increase. I propose that Irvine create a free on-demand public transportation system for residents and visitors to call for rides using cell phone app to go by to the major shopping centers, IBC, Irvine Tustin Marketplace, and the Spectrum, the Irvine train station, to hotels, and to the Great Park venues. As Irvine is known for being first in many categories, I have named this transportation system FIRST, which stands for Free Irvine Rideshare Transportation. The service area, therefore, should include most of Irvine. FIRST should have at least one preferred stop at each of the three major shopping centers, the Spectrum, Diamond Jamboree, and Irvine Marketplace, a stop at the train station, and at least four in the Great Park, for a total of 9 stops where riders can begin and end their trips. Note that traffic study methodology will change beginning July 1st, 2020. Traffic studies will no longer be based on the level of service ratings, but will be based on vehicle miles traveled. Senate Bill 743, which is a part of the Environmental Quality Act and has the purpose of reducing greenhouse gas emissions in order to meet California state climate goals, provides incentives to have residents live within 1/2 mile of public transportation. Hopefully, an on-demand public transportation system will fulfill this requirement. SB 743 also requires that traffic remediation consist at least in part of removing traffic from the streets. As developers contribute to remediation funds, perhaps remediation funding could contribute to the costs related to the FIRST program. Other funding could come from partnerships with hotels, shopping center owners, commercial businesses, sponsorships, and grants. Thank you.
Thank you for that, Ms. Sayer. We'll go ahead and turn to our commission business, and I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the minutes as presented.
Thank you. And I'll second the minutes. So Commissioner Pearson moved the item. I seconded the item. We'll go ahead and vote.
Motion passes 5-0.
Thank you for that. All right, that'll push us into public hearings for the evening, and I'll look to staff to introduce item number two.
Thank you, Chair Nerschel. This is an appeal of a zoning administrator decision related to a community facility out in Irvine Spectrum 5. The recommended action on this is to continue it to a date uncertain. There was an errata that was distributed to the commission. The applicant has indicated he needs some additional time to resolve some outstanding issues. So continuance to a date uncertain is the recommended action.
All right, so given those comments, I'll look to my fellow colleagues to see if we have a motion to continue it to a date not yet certain.
Mr. Chair, I'll move the continuance.
I will second that motion.
Thank you for that. Vice Chair Smith moved the item. Commissioner Pearson seconded the item. And that is, just to be sure, to a date not yet certain.
To January 16th, I believe. Is that correct?
It's to a date uncertain.
Yeah, it was
the
staff's
preference.
Oh,
to a date uncertain, yeah. Then that would be part of my motion.
Okay, perfect. All right, we'll go ahead and vote.
Motion passes 5-0.
Thank you for that. And then again, I'll look to staff to introduce item number three.
Thank you, Chair. This is a master plan modification for the City of Hope Outpatient Cancer Center located within District 3 of Great Park Neighborhoods, Planning Area 51. Hernan DeSantos, Senior Planner, will provide the staff report on this item.
Thank you. Good evening, Chair Nerschel, members of the Planning Commission. The project site is located within the existing Five Point Gateway campus in the 8.1B Trails and Transit Oriented District. The project site is generally located along Barranca Parkway on the north, the existing Alton Plaza Business Park to the west, and Marine Way to the east. The project site was originally part of a project that was originally mapped and entitled for an 8-building, 2-million-square-foot research and development campus in August 2014. In March 2018, a modification was approved to reduce the project's development intensity to 4 buildings and 1,039,021 square feet was required on-site parking and landscaping for the Five Point Gateway campus, which currently operates as an R&D and office campus. The applicant is seeking to modify 13.4 acres of the previously approved master plan, which involves a change in the land use for Building 5, and also the change in the parking requirements to allow for the development and operation of the first phase for the City of Hope project. This past Tuesday, the Transportation Commission reviewed the traffic evaluation prepared for the proposed project. The traffic evaluation conservatively analyzed the phase development of a 250,000 square foot hospital campus. Phase one consists of an outpatient cancer center moving into an existing 189,064 square foot building, and phase two consists of a future 60,000 square foot inpatient hospital. Based on the project trip distribution, the traffic study area included intersections and roadways bounded by State Route 241 North, the 5 Freeway South, Jeffrey Road to the west, and Lake Forest to the east. The traffic evaluation concluded that the proposed project would not cause any significant impacts to intersections and roadways in the interim or built-out condition. Therefore, the Transportation Commission determined that the evaluation is consistent with the city's performance criteria, threshold of significance, and consistent with the general plan standards. Yesterday, the Subdivision Committee reviewed the vesting tentative parcel map for the proposed project. The map proposes to subdivide an approximate 13.4-acre portion of the previously approved map for the City of Hope Hospital campus. In conjunction with the map, the applicant has also requested that up to 249,064 square feet of a phase development intensity be classified as additive pursuant to specific criteria in the general plan and zoning ordinance for institutional uses. Additionally, the proposed map recognizes that up to an additional 40,000 square feet of an inpatient hospital may be proposed as additive intensity, pending further environmental analysis without that request being considered as retroactive. An addendum to the certified 2012 second supplemental EIR for Plan Air 51 was prepared for the project. That addendum did not identify any new significant impacts not previously addressed in the in the previous EIR, and the committee approved the addendum. Based on the information provided, the subdivision committee determined that the map is consistent with the general plan, zoning ordinance, and subdivision ordinance, and approved the subdivision with the additive intensity request. The master plan modification for the commission's consideration consists of designating existing building 5, which is a 189,064 square foot office building, as the outpatient cancer center for the City of Hope. To support the parking demand for the project, the modification also proposed a new 5-story parking structure along Barranca Parkway. The proposed parking structure and all the existing buildings within the campus meet the required development standards with respect to building height and building setbacks. Additionally, all on-site improvements and circulation are existing. City of Hope is a nationally recognized nonprofit clinical cancer research center with numerous locations across Los Angeles, Ventura, Riverside, Orange, and San Bernardino counties. By designating the existing 4-story building as the outpatient cancer center, residents in Irvine and the surrounding region will have access to elite cancer research and treatment programs. This facility will offer numerous medical services, which include diagnostic imaging and screenings, medical oncology, chemotherapy, other medical and supportive care services, and waiting rooms for families. Additionally, this facility will also house administrative functions such as staff facilities and a cafe. As I mentioned earlier, the proposed project will include a new 5-story parking structure. Per the City of Irvine zoning ordinance, the project requires 1,050 parking spaces, and the new structure will provide 1,960 spaces. The proposed parking structure meets all development standards with respect to vehicle access, building setbacks, and building height. Per the zoning ordinance, Development District 3 is envisioned to be an area-wide employment center with low and mid-rise buildings housing a variety of uses, including high-tech, manufacturing, office-style businesses, along with research and development. The City of Hope project would add highly technical and vital jobs within the City of Irvine that will provide an important service to the surrounding region. The addition of the proposed project within the existing Five Point Gateway campus is consistent with the district character. In summary, the project is consistent with the general plan and zoning ordinance. Project meets all district character guidelines. A traffic evaluation concluded that there are no significant traffic impacts. An addendum was prepared for the project and was determined to be adequate as the environmental document for the project, and all applicable mitigation measures are included in the project resolution. Before I move to staff recommendation, I'd like to inform the commission that there is a white errata sheet on the dais. That errata sheet is identifying language within a finding for the master plan, and it virtually just clarify some language in that to make it a little bit more clear. With that, staff recommends that you adopt the resolution with the suggested change in the errata sheet approving master plan for the City of Hope. That concludes my presentation. I'm available to answer any questions. We also have the applicant here to answer your questions as well.
Thank you for the presentation. I'll go ahead and open the public hearing at this time and receive public comment. Looks like Mr. Strader would like to come down. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair Nerschel and Planning Commissioners. We're very excited to be here this evening. Patrick Strader from Starpoint Ventures on behalf of Five Point Holdings, which is the manager of Heritage Fields El Toro LLC. And tonight we are here on behalf of the City of Hope, who will be the owner of this building after this approval this evening. One of the questions I was asked in some of the briefings was, what's the rush to have this hearing here tonight? The answer is, as some of your planning and development staff will tell you, they're itching to get going on the tenant improvements within the existing building as fast as possible and close on that and be owners, corporate owners in the City of Irvine, as well as the micro hospital that's referred to in the staff report. They want to get planning on that, and that's a long process that can take several years at the state level to get that back to you on the master plan for that. So We're very excited about this project. Most of you who have been on the commission, actually, as I'm looking up, many of you were not here in 2012 when the Broadcom campus was approved. It was a very unique deal to take two parcels and put them together with the courtyard bridge over Marine Way that goes underneath the parcels. And when we brought that through your planning commission in 2012, Broadcom was going to occupy 2 million square feet. Since then, obviously, Broadcom sold the company to a Singapore-based company, Avago, and they've elected to sell the property. Five Point had, and Heritage Fields had, in the contract when they sold the property, a right to repurchase it. So they did that. So Five Point, Heritage Fields, owns the parcel out there, and Broadcom did a sale leaseback, so they still occupy the two buildings that are on the Alton side. Five Point, Lennar, and the City of Hope representatives are occupants in the third of four buildings out at that campus, and assuming an approval this evening, City of Hope will close on that fourth building and be an owner and will complete that master plan for the campus and start work right away to get the Cancer Treatment Center up and running. The original master plan had eight buildings and parking structures to support those eight buildings. When Five Point bought the project back, we amended the master plan back to four buildings and surface parking. So this evening, one of the parking structures is coming back into the master plan in order to service the City of Hope Cancer Treatment Center. That's the one immediately adjacent to the City of Hope. In preparing for tonight's hearing, I learned a pretty astounding fact that there are currently 3,200 Orange County residents who go up to Duarte, the City of Hope main campus, for treatment. So as any of you who have been through something like that know, it's not one trip, it's many trips, and it's trips that last, you know, 4 hours for a chemotherapy treatment, and it's a big commute up, a big commute back. So we were pleased to have a 5-0 unanimous recommendation of approval at the Transportation Commission. They noted that we'll be taking those 3,200 and many more trips off of the freeways, and local Irvine and Orange County residents will not have to drive the many hours up and back to Duarte for treatment. We were pleased yesterday to have unanimous approval at the subdivision committee hearing, and we're pleased to be here in front of you this evening and look forward to your approval of this incredible project that will be a wonderful amenity for the people of Irvine, but also will really be a magnet for other companies and other institutions that want to come and work with the City of Hope, which is a research institution as well as a treatment center, to really try to establish a stronghold in the fight against cancer right here in the City of Irvine. So with that, we've got the project team here. We can answer any specific questions you may have, and we look forward to your approval this evening. Thank you.
Thank you for that. We appreciate it. I'll go ahead and turn to my fellow colleagues to see if we have any questions or comments on the matter. Vice Chair Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Herman, I just got a couple of quick questions. Procedurally, what's being requested tonight does not have to go to the City Council unless appealed. Is that correct?
That is correct, sir.
Okay. Could you spend just a moment explaining the language changes in the errata we received?
That language change, Commissioner, is basically just to clarify that the finding will not have to, basically it says that the additive classification that was determined at the subdivision committee, the future,
Commissioner Smith, Bill Rodriguez, the errata sheet addresses a modest change in language to one of the findings. The finding that was in the original resolution for the commission's consideration was kind of written prospectively, and the action that it refers to was taken by the subdivision committee yesterday. And so we went back and changed the tense of the language to effectively say that to acknowledge that the additive intensity for the City of Hope project was granted yesterday by the subdivision committee, and that there remains plenty of development intensity within that planning area to accommodate this development. There's clearly over 6 million square feet that's allocated within the zoning code, and we've only built roughly just over 1 million square feet on the ground. We've approved another roughly 450,000 or so square feet. So there's clearly a lot of play within the remaining development intensity to accommodate any more non-residential development.
But the intent and the effect of this section is not changed by the language. It's clarification.
No, it correct? Is a clarification. It is not a change in intent, correct?
Very good. Thank you.
Commissioner Pearson?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much for the presentation. It was very enlightening. I've had the opportunity to review the entire documents, which quite lengthy and elaborate, and I'm very pleased with what I see. I do have a question on the future 40,000 as it relates to the parking structure. The parking structure provides, as I read it, around 900 spaces more than are required. Are we going to utilize that additional parking for the future 40,000 square feet, or what is your understanding of the overage on the parking structure?
The applicant just provided an overage. When that additional, the 60,000 that was analyzed as part of the traffic study, when that 60,000 come in, that 60,000 square foot hospital will come in front of the Planning Commission, and during that review, staff will have time to ensure that enough parking is provided for all the uses that are located within the Five Point Gateway campus.
Okay, very good. I appreciate everything, and I don't know if I want to make a statement now, but this is very exciting for the City of Irvine to have this type of a complex, this type of a tenancy, and could potentially build a medical hub, both innovative with technology and medical care in our neighborhoods. So, I applaud Five Point in negotiating this. I applaud City of Hope for looking at the City of Irvine as a new home. I'll leave it at that. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Juan.
Thank you, Chairman Nersho. So I'm very, also like everybody has expressed, I'm also very excited about this project. I thank City of Hope for choosing Irvine. I believe the city is in the ideal location to serve the entire Orange County. Has there any study been done about the economic impact having City of Hope at the location we're discussing in terms of the benefits to the city?
Yes, there was a study done for the overall planning area, and staff did review the addition of the City of Hope project. It turns out that there might be a little bit of a negative. But overall, if you factor in once the City of Hope goes in, once people start coming in, families, patients, and all that, they start utilizing the other services that are within the city, and that kind of like evens out. There could be basically a surplus. It there's a lot of
So just to clarify, Commissioner Wong, the financial or the fiscal impact analysis that was done, we still remain positive within the entire planning area. We do think that there might be a small drawdown on that, so we're not quite as positive as we were years ago. But the study that was analyzed, was more of a direct impact of City of Hope upon that. What it did not really analyze were some of those indirect or secondary economic benefits related to the project, which would be increased revenues from the number of people who may come here and stay in local hotels or dine out or shop in our areas. So because of those secondary impacts, that's where we would expect to see kind of an evening out of the financial or fiscal impact benefits of the project.
Okay, thank you. That's actually what I want to hear, because I believe the secondary impact of having City of Hope there, it would actually be a much more positive contribution than having a four-story office campus where after hours it will be dark. Second question, Pat, if you may. Yeah, I know what you're going to say, because every time I ask you how long is this project going to take, you'll tell me that depends on whether we approve it or not. So, so Pat, if we approve it tonight, how long would it take for the City of Hope to open the door?
18 months from the issuance of the permits, and that is largely up to the combination of the City of Hope technical professionals pushing it through the city and the city pushing it back. So 18, I think, is a safe number for the construction after the issuance of the building permits, or the tenant improvement permits in this case.
All right, thank you.
Just as a sidebar, I didn't know we were on a Pat name basis. This is an interesting development. So I'll take a note. Commissioner Nolan.
Yeah, I just wanted to echo my fellow commissioners' excitement to have the City of Hope within the City of Irvine. I look forward to, should this be approved tonight, I look forward to having you within the city and having your facilities being so close and serving those residents or serving the people, the 3,200 people that normally would have to travel to Duarte can now cut that commute and just go to right around the corner. I do have one question. I think the City of Hope building, because of its location on Barranca, and you're proposing the four-story parking structure. And when people will be driving along Barranca, what type of, mine is more of a visual question, what can they see to know that the City of Hope facility is there? Because in the plans, it kind of looks like the structure is blocking the building. I know the building is actually elevated a little, so maybe in terms of signage or architecture, or you know, you'd mentioned something to be put on the parking structure. Maybe you can clarify that for me a little.
Yeah, I am. I'm also interested in this. Just to piggyback, I'll push it back over. But like any visualizations that you have or renderings would be helpful too.
Or maybe it's a little premature at this point.
Turner, so this is the rendering that was submitted by the applicant. I hope my pointer here doesn't show up on the screen, but if you take a look, this is going south, I believe, on Barranca Parkway, and you can see the remnants of the parking structure, which are going to be shaded by trees, but you do see sort of the building is a little bit elevated, and so there would be appropriate room for signage on the building to identify the building as for the City of Hope.
Okay, thank you.
Is the elevation change partially what motivated because the parking structure is 5 stories, if I recall, right?
That's correct.
And the building is 4 stories?
Yes.
I was just worried about the massing, that would maybe overpower the building, much like Commissioner Nolan, and because the facility is located at a slightly higher elevation, we believe that's offset.
There is a slight elevation, sir. I don't know the exact grading for each of where the building is and where the proposed parking structure is going to be located, but we can certainly find that information out for you if you like.
I'm okay on it right now. I did actually have one follow-up question, because this is a kind of a unique facility. It's kind of a hybrid, if you will, and for me, I'm trying to wrap my mind around it a little bit. Did you evaluate it from What type of scrutiny did you impose? Did you look at it as a office use or a like a medical hospital use?
We analyzed the use as a medical office for traffic analysis purposes, but this building was a little bit more different than a typical medical office, as this building will offer significant programs that will benefit a lot of people suffering from cancer, and so it was a little bit different from medical office. So, but medical office does allow for outpatient services as well.
Okay, Commissioner Pearson.
Yeah, in review of this, this is not an atypical configuration with the parking garage. And I would imagine because the floor-to-floor heights are much smaller than the heights between floor-to-floor on the office building, that visually with the, as it's shown in the rendering, with the growth, full mature growth of the landscape, it would not be an objectionable use. My question, I think, to the user, the owner, the prospective new owner, is there going to be a signage plan that will come forward at some point in time that we can address the adequacy of signage for City of Hope? Since this is a major building within our area, I'd like to know whether or not we're going to have signage that can be seen from multiple viewpoints.
Yes, thank you for the question. To answer your first question first, you're exactly right. The floor plates on the parking structure are 10.5 feet versus the floor plates within the existing building are 15 feet. So the total height of the building is 75 feet. Whereas the parking structure, it's five floors of parking, the first floors are below grade, and the fifth floor doesn't have a roof. So that's a lot of math to tell you that this rendering is about right. They're 10-foot floor plates, and there's no fifth-story roof. So it's all going to be compressed much below the existing building. But to answer your signage plan question, that is a process that the planning department has, and as the building permit phase goes through, City of Hope will submit a signage package to Mr. Carmichael's planning and development staff, and that will go through its typical process for review and ultimate approval.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Commissioner Smith?
No, I'm fine, thank you.
All right, seeing no further comments, I'll go ahead and close the public hearing, and I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to happily move Resolution 19-3766 as shown in the staff report, including the errata.
I will second that motion.
All right, seeing no requests to discuss it further, we'll go ahead and with Vice Chair Smith moving the item and Commissioner Pearson seconding the item, we'll go ahead and go for a vote.
Motion passes 5-0.
Thank you for that, David. All right, that concludes our public hearings. We'll go ahead and look to staff to see if we have any additional reports.
Yeah, thank you, Chair Nerschel. As the commission knows, this is Alicia Patterson's last meeting. And I just want to personally, on behalf of the Community Development Department, thank her for all of her outstanding legal work for our team. And I know she's done a great job supporting this commission. So just want to thank you, Alicia, and wish you well. And we do have some refreshments in the back if the commission wants to join us after the meeting's adjourned. Thank you.
And on the Planning Commission side, I also would like to express our gratitude for having your steady hand and advisement all the time, and we certainly appreciate it. I'll look to any other commissioners that want to say anything, but I just did want to say that really quickly. So I'll go ahead and adjourn this meeting to the next regularly scheduled Planning Commission meeting.